go 25. And this past weekend, Paul and I were out. We were out at a bar, like we do.
We were
drinking, and we found this handsome young gentleman. We decided to bring him on and have him on the show.
Good to be here. Thank you so much.
And that's how we got him. Actually, do you want to explain to everyone who he is?
Because right.
He's big.
Right. So
I'm tall. I'm not that big, but
right. It's somebody that I can look up to. So that's good.
If you need to explain it, you can. I don't think that it really matters, but because
right.
I'm here, it's too late for me to go.
Exactly.
You're stuck with us now.
Pretty much. So. Some of our regular followers might know that I do stand-up comedy as a hobby. This whole month I'll be at Parlor Live in Bellevue. And this was actually our headliner this past weekend, supremely funny guy, and he said he wanted to be my coach in everything that I did. And so here
because
he
I thought I could get some free Microsoft
free stuff and maybe you
some,
will so
some free gear. That's why I'm here.
I think he's brilliant.
So his name is Kirk Box. Look for him. He's got a movie coming out next week with Michael Keaton, correct? What's the name of that film?
It's called Postgrad.
Postgrad.
With Michael Keaton and Alexis Bidal.
Nice.
He's doing some fun stuff, but right now we're gonna have him on Ping and teach him about the worlds of non-developer news at Microsoft. Let's start the show. All right, you guys, just last week we talked about Zune HD, and Wired Magazine gave it a really great review and covered one screenshot, and now they've released some more information. And now I know, Kirk, that you're dying to get in on this conversation. Are you a big fan of the Zune?
Now, first of all, when he told me about it last night,
yeah.
I thought it was Zoom. I thought it was spelled
Zoom, that's a car, I think. Zoom, zoom. Zoom,
yeah,
zoom,
but then
zoom.
Today I mentioned it to someone, and she wrote back Z-U-N-E.
Yeah.
So now I know at least how to spell it.
Well, so then it's important to you that it's an HD device?
I think it should be, because I think you want it to be clear when
yeah.
you're looking at it.
Well, I think that that's in the specs
not,
that were just released. Clarity yeah. assured.
Yep.
See?
OLED screen.
So I know yep. what I'm talking about when I say I want things... And visible.
Yes, you definitely want to be able to see something in HD
and
hear
better,
it in HD as well.
So you can see and hear in
yeah.
HD.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is all coming your way September 15th. And the good thing, Paul, is the price point.
Yeah, the price point. So there are going to be two models released, a 16 gigabyte version and a 32 gigabyte version. The 16 gigabyte version is going to be $220.
That's big.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's actually...
And which version would I get?
You,
because I'm
you
tall.
Would probably get the 32 gigabyte version.
Because of my size.
Yeah.
And because we want your $290.
Okay, and where do I get the money?
hopefully the paycheck clears from
okay.
this past weekend.
Now, am I getting paid for being here?
As much as we are.
Yeah.
Do we get some swag?
Yeah, you'll
coffee
get
in
some
the kitchen.
Nine guys.
I thought I was going to get a Zoom yeah. if I came here.
So did we.
You can. You just have to buy
But now I'll get a Zoom?
Yeah, Zoom. You can Zoom in on the Zoom.
I keep going. Sorry, yeah. I interrupted.
These people
want to learn some stuff out here.
Yeah, so the interesting thing about this is that this really beats the iPod Touch price point. Because
yes.
right now for a 16 gigabyte, it's $220 for a Zoom and $299 for an iPod Touch. So that beats it by about, you know, $80, $90 bucks. But I think it's going to be kind of interesting because this is being released on September 15th.
Yes.
And I think Microsoft is guessing that the new iPod Touch lineup will be out the week before because Apple usually has a going back to school
and there are
press conference.
So Microsoft
yeah.
guesses?
Yeah. Well,
they
we,
just do some big guessing, and
we,
that's how you
we
get
have
the,
some
the biggest company
professional
in the world.
Guessers.
Right, right.
Yeah.
We probably call it prognosticating, so you threw wow. in a few more syllables, and nice. It makes it sound like we've
guessing
done
seems a little more
yeah.
mainstream, like
yeah.
for the rest of the world.
We put things in layman's terms.
You can be a billionaire with the right guess. Yeah.
So there you go. Anyway, keep your eyes out for the Zune HD. It comes in a variety of colors. I think 10. You can get it engraved on the back, and cheaper than that other MP3 yep. player you might have heard of.
That's right.
That's right.
So we can't mention something? Is that what I learned from that?
Next.
All right, Channel Niners, we talked about a story a few weeks back about the Bing Jingle Contest.
Yes, Bingle.
The Bingle.
Bingle.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the winner has been posted, and he's actually a good friend of Laura's.
This is why, I mean, first of all, the whole contest is interesting. I like jingles. I like saying Bing. I like songs. I like winning things,
mm-hmm.
as most of us do. And this guy, Jonathan Mann, he actually has been creating an original song, one a day, for the entire year. I believe that this was his 202nd song, the Bing Jingle that won the contest. Let's take a look at the winning Bingle, and then we'll come right back.
Bing goes the internet, Bing goes the internet. If you're looking to learn how to dance like me, Bing goes the internet. If you want to fight
That was a pretty amazing bingo.
Pretty amazing.
I've never been into bingles, and I'm just learning about Bing.
Yeah.
And I think...
As far as bingles go, that would
be... the best I've ever heard.
Top notch. And something else interesting about that particular bingle, and the fact that he writes an original song every day, and they're all funny and genius, and I'll go look up Jonathan Mann. He did that. He painted his bedroom wall green and made a makeshift green screen in his bedroom with just whatever lights he had. I mean, this is a go-getter. This is a grassroots kind of guy.
So he's high-tech. He's high-tech.
He's low-tech.
Low-tech, high-tech.
Which one am I? No-tech?
No-tech.
Zero-tech.
Now, how did you know that his bedroom wall is green, Laura?
Cut.
All right, here's something that I've actually been following a little.
Yeah.
Because I used to be a tennis player, serve and volleyer. Uh-huh. So what I found was this product, it's a SQL server.
Oh, yeah.
So is it technical?
Yeah, it's. I think that's actually pretty good for a show because they just released the August CTP of SQL Server R2.
How awesome.
And CTP is?
The Community Technology Preview.
Nice.
That's actually one of the things that Microsoft has been pioneering over the last couple
of years. I love Microsoft.
Yeah.
So
happy to be here.
With this community technology preview, you can download a fully functional version of SQL Server 2008 R2 and provide us feedback through connect.microsoft.com through the CTP program. So if there's something that you like, something that you don't like, provide us a lot of feedback on that, and we'll make sure to address
it. And now, does this have anything to do with your top secret SQL Server project?
This is not my top secret SQL Server project, but a lot of people have been working on a lot of secret projects to put technology into this.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see a lot of the stuff for the first time. There's self-service BI, very, very
secret. I
have
some secret service stuff going on, but I just...
Secret service stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Secret server stuff.
Oh, you're saying server?
Yeah.
Okay, the article I read had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
I was actually watching Bourne Identity.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But I
wasn't. But it was a good lead-in.
Yeah, it was.
It started.
Yeah.
Thanks for that update, Paul.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
I can't wait to move
read the
up
rest
here.
Online.
We have so much fun, the three of us. We should get a TV show.
We should.
Whoosh.
Stop smoking before the show. I tell you every week.
I know, right?
Actually, that's more like mega whoosh. Like, when I talk about SQL Server, it just seems to always kind of...
Go whoosh right over my head. Uh-huh.
But
I feel the same way about Secret Service.
Yeah, just watch the Bourne Ultimatum. Yes. It explains it all. But there was recently a YouTube video that's gone viral called Mega Whoosh.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with SQL Server, but
thank
surprisingly
God.
Has something to do with Microsoft. How does that work?
That's right. Well, first of all, the video, let's take a look at it.
Okay.
So there you have it. Obviously, this is a phenomenon, clearly fake and rigged, but the site actually... Yeah, sorry, hon.
Yeah.
Don't mean to...
No, that's real.
I don't mean to tell you Sanders
they
not real,
They showed him in the air the whole time.
Yeah.
I kept my eyes. I didn't blink.
The internet is completely factual. That's what YouTube's all about.
Yeah.
Just real people filming real things.
But this conversation right here is what it's all about. It's actually... It goes back to Microsoft because it's linked to... I think it was a German... Microsoft Office website.
Yeah.
So essentially the conversation is people see, they see this video, they want to talk about it, they want to find out what it is, they do a little digging, and somehow it trickles back to people buzzing around about Microsoft.
Yep.
Now the people on my team, some of the people on my team, think that this sort of video is pointless. That how is this going to make anyone going to go out and buy a copy of Microsoft Office? Whereas I have an alternate opinion where I think this is amazing. This gets people excited and intrigued. Do you remember the I Love Bees campaign for when the Xbox 360 launched?
Oh, yeah.
Right? What do bees have to do with Xbox? Nothing! But it gets people talking and digging
Xbox
and intrigued.
That was Halo, wasn't it?
Oh, Halo. Right. Halo's on the Xbox.
It's close.
Yeah, good gamer.
It's funny, I don't even know what language you're speaking now. It's like I'm in Germany on the whoosh slide.
Yeah, it's good.
You smoked what you smoked. What do you think about viral videos, Paul?
I like viral videos. I just don't know
They're very young, very nascent. Like, we don't know how to effectively use them. Mm-hmm. Some people, like, if you can get a video to go viral that actually conveys one of your messages in the video, that's clearly the best. But if you have a video that has absolutely nothing to do with your product, I think that that's a difficult thing to actually...
I have a viral video right now that has a million hits.
Really?
And it's up for an Emmy. I did a Bud Light commercial.
Are you serious?
And it's up for an Emmy.
Well, where do we see this viral video?
It's Bud Light, porn. it's a guy buying pornography, and it was a Bud Light commercial.
You just bingled it.
It was a Super Bowl ad.
So,
but now that it's up for an Emmy, it's got a million hits.
So the product
last month.
Is clearly noted and obvious.
It's Bud Light.
He's
buying Bud Light and porn.
That was you?
That was me. I was the guy in line with the mustache.
Really? Nice.
Kirk Fox. Bing.
All right, there you go.
Ping bong.
All right, last story. Kirk.
Yes, ma'am.
I know some of the things we talked about this week maybe went a little whoosh, but here's something I think you're going
to
really...
But I retained what I needed to.
Yeah, no. We're educating the masses. We're educating you.
Happy to be here.
And you've got to be familiar with Facebook.
I am aware of Facebook.
Do you have a Facebook page?
Yes, I do.
He just poked you.
Isn't
he clever?
Yeah, but...
That's why he's the comedian.
I didn't accept it. As I do with every post.
Rejected
that comes
post.
In.
Rejected the post.
I ignore it.
So let's take Facebook, this technology which we all know and love.
Okay.
And then there's a technology called Photosynth. Are you familiar with that?
One of the words.
Okay.
Photo.
Basically, Photosynth is a Microsoft technology where you take a bunch of photographs, it stitches them together, you put them online, and you can zoom in and out and make these 360.
So it's like a quilt.
Yes, it's just like a virtual panoramic quilt.
Yep, I'm surprised they didn't call it photo quilt. I mean, that sounds...
It is sexy. Well, now there's an application that merges these two technologies, and you can put your Photosynths, embed them directly on your Facebook page. So instead of just being able to look at Kirk on stage live at the parlor, photograph still, I can Photosynth Kirk on stage live at the parlor, and people can click around and really get a feel for what it's like to be at your show without paying.
Yeah.
Now, how does that relate to me?
Well, now
I just put your name in there a lot to sort of hold your attention.
I like the quilt thing and embedding. It seems like sleep time.
Well, both ways make people feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
Oh.
And can you take a picture out that you don't like and replace it?
So you have to regenerate the synth if you want to do that. But essentially, you just get dozens, hundreds of photos, and then people can walk around in like a 3D type of space.
So that's just more stuff we can do on Facebook.
More stuff you can do on Facebook. So I want everyone out there to start synthing things, problem with tongue, and placing them on the Ping fanbook page or the Ping group page, and show us your synths.
Yep.
I like it.
We just created a new Facebook page for Ping. The link is actually going to be in this month's episode, so please join it, and we'll actually start asking our users questions throughout the week.
Were you going to say integrate, and then you decided not to?
Yeah, we use integrate too many times.
Yes. Now we used it three more times.
That's right.
All right, Niners, that's just about it. But before we go, since we all know that Paul's a funny guy, at least he keeps telling us week after week, we thought we'd give Kirk the opportunity, since you're our special guest this week, to close with something funny. So be funny.
I don't usually get funny like when I'm told to be funny.
Like when you were asked to go on stage and perform.
Yeah, but that's different because I can take my time. I'm not ordered to be funny immediately.
And I think you don't have a little snappy one-liner.
I think I peaked earlier with Secret Server.
Yeah.
And
have it. If you don't want to see Kirk peak too soon, then go check him out. Do you have a website?
I do. There's nothing on it, but kirkfox.com. You can just go and...
Kirkfox.com?
Yeah, but just one Kirk.
Just the one Kirk.
I don't have much. I'm fighting fame. I'm not very tech.
All right, there you go, guys. And as always, comment on the forums and the message boards and give us show ideas and suggestions. And anything else, Paul?
You better hit
that
camera.
I only got one nine guy to throw this week. We've been robbed.
Here we go.
So 3, 2... Damn!